Well, I read this scripture and I thought about, here we are on Pentecost and it's also Mother's Day. What are we going to do here? How can I celebrate the birthday of the church and celebrate Mother's Day at the same time? And as I reread the scripture, I realized that it really wasn't that much of a stretch to go from birthdays to Mother's Day, because indeed, who is it that brings us into the world but our mothers? And so, we speak of the church sometimes as the bride of Christ. Christ as the bridegroom. And if the church is the bride of Christ, then indeed she is a mother to us all. Part of a mother's job is to nurture her children. And what does the church do but nurture us who are God's children? We look to the church for comfort. When we have times of trouble, who do we go to besides our own family but our church family? We look to the church in times of difficulty. When we struggle with things, where do we go for advice? Where do we go for help? Where do we go for support? Where do we go for encouragement? Besides our own family, our own mothers, we go to the church, who is our church family. Over and over again, in working with folks who have lost their way, who struggle with addiction, who have had problems with the law, when I am talking to them about how they will hopefully live their lives after they get out of our program, get through with our program of instruction, I encourage them to find a supportive and nurturing community. And for me, that is the church. It's here that I come for support. It's here that I come for the love of a family besides the love of my own family. It's here where I feel that kind of caring, that kind of consideration, that kind of coming together and oneness that I know is going to feed my spirit. And where else can I send someone who struggles with having to make difficult decisions and has made mistakes in the past, but to a community of people who understand about making mistakes and also understand about forgiveness, who understand about having gone the wrong way and have also understand about finding their way back to the right way? Where else but in this community of people who support and encourage and nurture each other can I send someone who needs support and encouragement and nourishment? We have a little thing on Saturday. It's called family class. And we invite people's families to come and get some instruction about our program and how it works and some of the principles behind our program of recovery, so that they will understand what it is we're trying to do to help their loved one who is in our program. And they're required to do this in order to have free access to visitation on Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons when families are welcome to come and visit. They have to understand what it is we're doing here first. Well, it's always fascinating to me to meet the families of the people that I've been working with at that point for a month or more, sometimes close to 2 months. Because sometimes I meet the families of the people that I've been struggling with and working with and trying to help gain a new understanding on how they should live their lives. And I look at the families and I go, aha, now I understand why these people are the way they are. And then other times I meet the families and I go, are you adopted? It just doesn't quite seem to fit. Sometimes it's obvious that there are problems in families that have gone on for a while in that family. And the whole family seems to struggle with some of the issues that the individual that I'm working with struggles with. Other times I meet people and they just seem to have fallen into this in spite of their families. That's kind of like us, you know? We hopefully find comfort and nourishment and good instruction in church, but we still manage to make mistakes. And sometimes when you see where people come from, you kind of get the idea that Well, I can see where that might, you know, have been going on for a while. And sometimes you look at them and you just go, well, they managed to do that all by themselves. Either way, doesn't matter. We still manage to find our way away from God, away from the teachings, away from the good things that we should be doing, away from the life that we should be living. We manage to stumble along and go off on the wrong path and make the wrong decisions and get in trouble. It is when we are willing to accept that, oop, I think I made a mistake here, and come back to those places that give us positive instruction, go come back to that family that cares about us, come back to those people who worry about us and work with us and want to be helpful to us, that we are able to come back to the right way. So, on this Mother's Day, I want to celebrate all those mothers who have nurtured their children, who have nurtured other people's children as mothers in the church, who have helped us all along. There were many women in the church when I was growing up who helped me along, my grandmother, my mother, and their friends and other folks in the church. And if it wasn't for them, you know, I wouldn't have nearly as good an idea how things are supposed to be. I worry about my clients who don't have that church background, who don't have the experience of having a nourishing, nurturing, loving community to be a part of, because they seem to have a harder time getting it, understanding what it's like to be caring and considerate of each other. They just don't understand how that's supposed to go because they've not seen it modeled a whole lot for them. I had a young man the other day that I got very upset with, and when he came to me and talked to me afterwards, he said, you know, I don't want you to think of me that way. I grew up in a world where people didn't treat each other very well. I grew up in a community where people did not care about each other, did not nurture each other, did not love each other, did not help each other. And so it's real hard for me to understand how that's supposed to work. And I said, I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm glad to see that you understand that. Now show me that you can do better. No, moms are really good at putting up with us. They accept us for who we are. They let us make mistakes, and then they pick us up and dust us off and try and help us do better. They watch us, knowing that we're going down the wrong way. They try and tell us. Sometimes we just can't listen. And they're still there waiting for us when we mess up and want to come home. That's a great thing. The church should be much like a mother to the people who are in need. After all those folks out there are God's children too. They may not realize it, but we should. And so we need to be an example of a nurturing community, an example of motherhood for the sick and lonely and hungry and lost and messed up people in the world. No, we can't fix them all, just like mothers can't fix all their kids. No, we can't make them all better. Sometimes they just have to suffer for what they do. But we can be that example, that shining city on a hill, that shining light in the darkness, that example of God's love that says no matter how bad it got, no matter how bad it's been, no matter where you have been, no matter how messed up and dirty you've gotten, there's still somebody who cares enough that we're willing to try and help you get cleaned up and start over. That is, after all, what God's forgiveness is all about. The fact that He is willing to let us change no matter how many times we have made the same mistake. He is willing to support us in our change no matter how much we have messed up. And He is there for us. Even to eternity, He is there for us, that we might be able to have a life free of sin, free of guilt, free of punishment, because He loved us like mothers love us. And so we can be for the world that example of the body of Christ, the parent that's willing to love and nurture even the child who struggles and doesn't always get it right. Can we be that for the world? I believe we are. Amen.